Those of you that, in case you haven't been with us on a Sunday before Thanksgiving, we do things a little differently. At least we have been for a number of years. I think it's important, as Casey has mentioned, we're going to hear a testimony. We're going to hear testimony tonight. I hope you can come and listen to that. Going to hear testimony again Wednesday at the evening service. Hope you can come and listen to that. Testimonies are good for us to hear how God has worked in somebody's life. But the other thing that's good for us, and we've been doing this several years here at our church, is to give thanks in all circumstances. Because the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 17, and 18, three things very, very briefly, but very specifically. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. And so, we have found that it is good for us on this Sunday before Thanksgiving to give thanks in all circumstances. Why, you might say? Well, if you finish that verse, the Apostle Paul said, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So what we do is we give you a chance to give thanks. I'm going to read Psalm 13 for us, and then I'm going to ask Christian to help take this and put it in your hands, because the rest of us want to hear you. The people that are listening online, thank you for joining us today. The people online want to hear you also, so we're going to put this in your hands, and we're going to give you a chance to say what you are thankful for. We'll start over here in this section and go here and then here. But we're going to do that in a minute. Why? Because the Bible says, give thanks in all circumstances. Let me just give you a little psalm, Psalm 13, that reminds us, sometimes circumstances that we're going through aren't that fun. Sometimes circumstances that we're going through aren't easy. Sometimes circumstances that we're going through, we would not have chosen. And Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So we're going to do that. Psalm 13 says this. This is the heart of David. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? See, when we go through circumstances that we wouldn't have chosen, we're not the only ones that have been at that point. David was there too. How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? That's how he felt. How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. So I start that, and I'm almost done with Psalm 13, because we have been in those places. And here's where he gets to. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Amen? That's where it's at. And so that's what we're going to do today. I could go on quite a while, but I'm going to give you a chance instead. I'm so thankful for so many things. I was just observing this morning. I'm so thankful for so many things. So thankful for God's grace and the cross and Jesus. But when I observed just this morning, people like 91-year-old Ron Stark, I think he's in class now, going around to greet lots of you, giving kids hugs, making people welcome. Three high school seniors up here giving every Sunday to come and serve and play for you. I was going to say seniors in general, but then you would have thought I was talking about Tim and Jerry. So, I'm thankful for them too. I'm just so thankful for so many things, but I want to give you a chance because there are circumstances that are challenging and difficult. And yet Paul says in those circumstances, it may not be the topic of the circumstance that I'm happy for, but in the circumstance or thankful for, I can find something to be thankful for. And now you say, you might say, well, Jim, I don't really have anything extraordinary. That's okay. Tell us of the ordinary. And somebody else may have something of the extraordinary. And so, my trusty assistant this morning, Christian, we're going to start in this section. So if you want to say something this morning of what you're thankful for, Christian's going to give you the mic, then we'll move here, then we'll move there. We got lots of time, so you either say what you're thankful for or you listen to me, one or the other. Raise your hand in this group.
Well, I'm thankful for this area we live in. You know, look around the cities, how chaos is happening all over, and we just live in peace here. An abundance of Bible studies and church, we're well-fed spiritually, and we don't want to just return that to the Lord, the blessings He gives us.
I just want to thank the Lord for answered prayer. He just answers prayers all the time. I was seeing where it's raining in Israel and flooding the tunnels over where the terrorists live. So it's just answered prayer that He's taking care of Israel. So.
Well, I thank God for the church here. And I found my way over here when I was going through a difficult time. And Grief Share was active. And that ministry has been a blessing to my soul. And I've been refreshed and renewed by that and just the ministry in itself. So thank God for the ministry here.
I thank God for His healing power, and I thank all of you that have been in prayer for me. Thank you.
I want to thank God for His great love and His word that we can read and study and believe that He has everything in control. He is the creator, He's creative, and He is a God of order. And so I can put my hope and trust in Him firmly. And I am thankful for that. I'm also thankful for a wonderful husband who has the kindest heart and is willing to go out and help others at any beck and call. And for his faithfulness to me over the 35 years that we've been married. And I'm thankful for my sisters in Christ here in this church that are so loving and supportive. And they're just my best friends. They're my refuge, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for my pastors, too. Not to put them at the end, because thank you, Jim, and thank you, Casey, and your families for all the sacrifice that they do for this body. Thank you.
I'm thankful for that God always knows best. I didn't think when I started thinking about getting a job at the care center and activities that I would even wanted. My husband encouraged me to go and apply for it, and I had no idea what it was, but it is an honor to work there because I work with the end-of-life people. And for the first time, Friday, God told me to go into somebody's room, and I did, and she was going to be passing away. And I got to usher her into the kingdom. I read scripture with her. I held her hand. I encouraged her to go. And you could see that she was locked on to the glory of God. You could see it. She went from being afraid when I started reading scripture. And her eyes turned and she looked to the left. And she just locked on. And it was the most beautiful thing ever. And I would have, if I never accepted that job, I would have never, ever got to experience that, I don't think. So I praise God for that, because that is something that is so beautiful to do, and to just reassure that life after death is the beautiful, and just grab onto Jesus. It was just amazing. And I thank God for his Holy Spirit resurrection power that is in us, that we can live victoriously in this lifetime. And I thank, too, for Mike, my husband, who loves me and forgives me on a daily basis, and we will be celebrating 30 years ourselves here pretty soon. And Josh, our son Josh goes, has it been that long? I'm like, well, Josh, you're 26, you know? It's like, do the math, you know? But anyway, it's so funny when he said that. It's like he had this dumb look on his face, like, has it been that long? But yeah, time's really flying by. But you know, I just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for my church family and just the church in general around the world. And to see that people are just as hungry as I am for more of the Lord is such a beautiful thing too. And yes, our pastors are awesome.
I want to be thankful and thank God for what would be considered my boring testimony. My boring testimony, boring I say, is I accepted the Lord as a child. I grew up in the church. I'm surrounded by family members who love the Lord and love his gift of salvation. And I say boring, but truly it dawned on me a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago even, how my testimony is not boring. My testimony is proof of generational blessings, because my grandfather is a Christian. His parents were Christian. His grandparents were Christian. Because of my grandfather, because of my mother, because of me, now my children are growing up in a church and they're becoming Christians. And I just want to encourage people that may not have the same generations as I do, you be the first generation. You be the first one to say, I love you, Lord. I accept Jesus who he is. And you start bringing your children here. Because we're slowly, not slowly, maybe even quickly losing the next generation. And that's heartbreaking to me. So I'm just encouraging everybody, you be the first generation. You be the one that talks to your children, goes to the school and just kind of puts a little mustard seed in parents' ears, in school's ears, in children's ears. Bring your kids, bring your neighbor's kids to Awana's, bring them to VBS, because it has to start somewhere. And when it starts, then you see this generation. I mean, we're going on over a century of living on our family farm and loving the Lord, and I can just see over and over his blessings because my family has chosen to walk with Jesus, and I'm thankful for that.
For our drummer.
I guess I could, you know, I could go on for quite a while because I have so many things that I'm thankful for and feel so blessed. You know, I woke up this morning and I looked outside and this beautiful day that we have. Yesterday was beautiful. And the safety that I feel when I come, just that God has his hand on me, and the things that he has done in my life and how I feel so blessed to have this church family, even though some of you I may not know very well, but I just know that if I needed something, you would be here for me. And so you look around at what we have and the freedoms that we do have at this point in our life, that we can come here and we can worship God freely. So I think that I am just really blessed with all of the people that God has really brought into my life and continues to do so. And so that's probably the, outside of Jesus Christ, that's the biggest thing for me, is just all of the people and the love that have been brought into my life.
I'm thankful for our church too, because Dale and I were in a VFW last night, and there was a grief share thing on the wall, and a lady asked me if that was our church, and I said yeah. So our church is touching a lot of people, and I really feel that God has a purpose for everyone in here, and if we just listen to what he has to say, there will be many, many blessings, because we've had many blessings. And we're thankful for a new daughter-in-law this year and a mother for our grandchildren. And just, we're overblessed, I feel, because we have a lot of grandkids, and we've got to watch them in many different things. We were just at the U.S. Bank Stadium watching them play a game, and they lost, but the power in that little team and the support that they have is just amazing. And the Christian families that are in that community too, you know. We're just a small part of a big family. And I'm thankful for that big family.
I'm thankful for this church simply because it's a church that stands on the truth of God. Amen. We have pastors that turn around and are not afraid to step on my toes. I'll admit it. It's my toes that get hurt from time to time, but I need that. And this is a church that fulfills that. This is a church that cares and reaches out very, very far. This is a church that is a light on the hill. And it is there, and it's not just because of Jim and Casey, but take a look around at each other. It's because of all of us, because we're the part of a body of a great God.
I don't really want to talk with this thing, but I just want to say that I'm grateful for answered prayers too, and my new family, the church, and a second chance at life. In April, I went to treatment, and I never thought that my life was going to be this good. And for a long time, didn't really think I deserved it. And obviously, if God is answering my prayers, that means it's meant to be. So I'm just really happy.
There's so much that I am thankful for. As a lot of you know, I drive school bus, which I think this is going to be my last year. My wife says I've heard that before. But I never thought I could be a bus driver, because just at times the little kids, especially trying to drive, just drew me up the wall. I mean, I was But now when I wake up every weekday, I look forward to the kids. And bless their little hearts. I didn't think I'd break down like this, but I know I'm going to miss them when I stop driving. Since I've been on this one route in Pillager now, there are 4 kids on the bus, little ones to high school, who read the Bible on the bus. I had one girl, she goes to this church, she just buttons bursting on her shirt, says, "Look at my new Bible." Praise the Lord. But I am so thankful for so many things, including my wife. I'm thankful for my church and my church family.
I think I said this once before, but it had such a profound effect on me that I want to bring it up to maybe those who haven't heard me say this before. A few years back, I was at a funeral, and something was said that really stuck with me and made me think. And it was just these simple words: if all you have tomorrow is what you thanked God for today, what would you have? And it has really stuck with me. So I thank God for so many things. We're doubly blessed because we live next door to Pastor Jim and Cherry, and he's our pastor. We love him. And I'm so thankful for the church family here and everyone and everything that they do to bring me up when I'm down, just being here listening to everybody. So thank you.
One more thing I wanted to add. I want to thank God for Celebrate Recovery. When it was brought to our attention that they needed people to lead it, I had just lost my nephew to alcohol. He died in his home in Tombstone, Arizona. And it really hit home with me how, you know, maybe examine my own life. And so I thank Lord that he pushed my hand up and volunteered to be part of Celebrate Recovery. And it's really something that I've seen, that it helps somebody, no matter what your problem is, your hurts, hang-ups, and everybody's got them, and everybody can benefit through that. So thank you.
I just want to thank God for being there through all the hard times. I've recently gone through a really hard depression. I just want to thank God that I'm still here. Pastor Jim and Sherry have known, and Pastor Casey, that I've gone through a lot of suicidal thoughts lately, and I just want to thank God that I've been able to share that with them, and they've helped me through some things. And I've struggled with it years ago, and I want to thank God that I'm still here, and that my family hasn't had to suffer with me going through with anything like that. And I just thank God that, you know, I'm still here, and that they've helped me through that, and I'm able to go up to the church and talk to them, and that God is really truly there when we go through hard times.
We're thankful for you, too.
I
I'm really grateful that we have a God who's not afraid of challenges. Our son called 10 days ago and was just having a meltdown. He's in Marietta, Georgia, and I'm in Minnesota. And his first thing was, Mom, I just can't do this anymore. I need you to come down and move me down to Florida, where his friend was in school. I'm like, guess what? Not happening. But as we talked more and found what really was his issue, he was very lonely. And so it's like, you know what, Ben? We have a great God. You know we have a great God. Let's challenge him to bring some friends to your life that you won't feel lonely. This was Thursday. His birthday was Friday. So I know that was a little bit of the source of feeling pretty lonely. Two guys that he knew had met came over on Friday and said, hey, there was some coffee mug that he thought was pretty cool. And they said, well, why don't you just get it, just previously? And he said, well, there's needs and wants. That's a want, not getting it. These two guys show up on his birthday, not super close friends, with the coffee mug. Coincidence or God? Saturday, Ben was at a coffee shop where he likes to go to do his study work. And he's at the coffee shop, and I was talking to him while he was there, and he said, oh, I got to go, Mom. I said, well, just call me back when you're done. So he calls me back, and he goes, Mom, you're not going to believe this. He said, that was a guy that is in my class at school, and he comes to this coffee shop too. And he said, if I ever need a study buddy, to call him, and we can come over and study together. Coincidence or God? 2 days. And it was just, we don't challenge God. We just assume that, you know, well, that's just too big. I really shouldn't ask him for that. And really being specific and being able to say, thank you, God. You know, it was to his glory that we could say, just a friend. That's all he needed was some friends. And this whole week has been so different for him. Just, it gave him a whole different outlook. And he struggled finding a church. He's gone to a couple churches, and I am so grateful for our church. But he says, Mom, they're just fluff. There's no meat. And so I said, well, you are a little spoiled. But you can watch us on Facebook, Ben. So, but, you know, I am grateful for our church and for that base that's given. And thankful for a God who is not afraid of challenges.
Amen. Anybody else in the center over there?
This has been an interesting year, and in some ways a challenging year. But God has really blessed me in this. Last 2 weeks, I've been visiting with Joel, Amos, Obadiah, and Nahum, and it's just been amazing to see how, as Casey shared last week, the power of God and how it's available to us. And I see God's judgment upon the people, and then he said, but if you will do this, I will do. And it's always a blessing. And I just said, God, there's such power in your promises. Mm-hmm. I trusted Christ. It's been 75 years ago, and I have seen him bring me through so many things. I have seen him use me in an area that I would have said, God, that's not me. Let Carlisle do that because he's better at me than me at that. God says, I want you to do that. And so he's continually doing that. And then God allowed my body. Well, let me say, in 2 weeks I'm going to be 87. So the body is getting a little less excited about getting up every morning. But even in that, I have seen God. I said, God, you know how much I love to play the piano and give you praise in that way. But I said, Lord, you know, this arm It doesn't want to cooperate. Most times my hands don't want to cooperate and they try to freeze up. Well, 6 months ago, God led us to a chiropractor in Nisswa. And God has just used him time and time and time again. And he just keeps me going. And he keeps these hands moving and these arms moving so that I can give praise to God. But I also want to thank this family of God because it just is so encouraging when you come to me and you say, I knew that song. It meant so much to me, or God used that through this period of time in my life. And you know what? God used those authors that wrote those songs for our edification and for to us be encouraged and to, for us to be challenged. So I've told people several times, I'm probably wrong musically, but I play the words of every song that I play. And I had been told by a professional Christian pianist, he said, that's what you need to do, because then people can feel what you're playing. And so, praise God, the hands are still working, the arms are working, and whatever time he has for me, I will be so blessed.
Amen. Moses. Moses just was getting a good start at 80, Jane.
Yeah.
Over here?
Wait. Pastor?
Somebody over here want to? Okay, you got one more.
Please. Got one more.
Yes, please go.
One of the things that our former pastor, when we were in Alaska, said to us was that God is more interested in changing me than in changing my circumstances. And it was a hard pill to swallow when I lost Ron.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 2 years. And in that time, though, God has brought me on a journey in a new way. He's taught me a new way of thinking of him, a new way to live. And I don't think I ever could have done it if I still had Ron. So honestly, his death was really a gift to me from the Lord. And, you know, God restores our joy. Not maybe in the way we think he should, but yep. He is a God of love and of mercy and of hope. And I am just so thankful for the journey that he has brought me on and for the hope that I have in eternity through him.
Amen. Amen. Agreed.
I had this all planned out, what I was going to say. And as usual, it went away. But I wanted to just say, and it might sound weird, but I am so thankful God took Jerry 3.5 years ago out of his misery. And I know he's in heaven waiting. And I will be here 3 years tomorrow. And I just wanted to say thank you for this awesome church group. Even those that give you a little something to chuckle about in the long run, but the little smiles and jokes, and I know I ramble, so, and I want to say thank you to Pastor Jim and to Pastor Casey, because they let me just talk. And yet when I leave, I know God's been there for me. And I just thank all of you people here so much. You filled the spot, even though my family's in Wisconsin and Sock Center. I feel like you guys are my family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I thank God for bringing me here.
Amen. No. Thank you.
I just want to, the Lord wants to share something with you guys, and it was very impacting to me. I was listening to a speaker on YouTube Mike and I have been listening to, and it just was refreshing to me that it doesn't matter whether you have a college education or if you feel like you know your Bible, however, whatever, whatever. The most important thing is not coming to church. It's not doing this, doing that for the Lord. It's your relationship with God. And I praise God that for that, the love that I've been able to have for him and the relationship that I have for him and the willing to obey him and the journey in life with him. But I barely made it through high school. I didn't care. I never went to college. Well, a little bit for my job. But it's that personal love relationship with Jesus Christ is what he wants. And I praise the Lord for my relationship with him. And I am really praising God for the next season in life for Mike and I. I know that God is going to call us up to something, and I would covet your prayers for that. We both know, but we don't know when, and we don't know the timing of things. But I'm super, super excited. But I think the message is that God wants you. He wants your love. He wants your heart. And I praise him that he loves even the little old me from Motley, Minnesota, in a town of, 500 at the time? Yeah. It doesn't matter. We all have a purpose, and God loves us all the same. It doesn't matter whether we're rich or poor or whatever. And I praise God for his love for all of us and that he shows no partiality to anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's not about the works. It's about the relationship.
Our time is getting close, and I knew this would happen because we all have so much to be thankful for. And I say it's getting close only because there's another group of people that'll come to another service. So I'm gonna give this section over here a little more chance, and then I'm gonna do something to close. Instead of singing, we're going to lay hands on some of you and pray for you. But first, over here, people in this group, is there someone that would like to give thanks? Bonnie, give it to Bonnie there. Thank you.
I'm not one to speak, but I have to thank God for the peace. The inner peace that he has given me is beyond anything that I could ever receive here on earth. Through all I'm going through, he's always here, and he's always telling me, it's okay, I got you. And when I start to feel like I can't do it, he says, remember I'm here. And the peace that fills me at that point is beyond. I can't even explain it. So I just thank him for his peace that he can give. And for those who haven't never received that peace, reach for it. It's there, and it's beyond anything you can imagine.
Thank you, Bonnie. God bless you. Anybody else in this section that...
Well, our faith has grown so much in the last few years, and I thank this church and our pastors and all the people for allowing us to grow in our faith's journey. And I also have to say I'm thankful for being able to be a senior in the praise band.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful for this church body, the Lord's forgiveness and his promises. I've just been reading his promises, and gosh, I'm getting emotional because there's just so much to be thankful for. This body just continues to just bless us and bless us. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family and for this church and for everything that God's done for me.
Amen.
I'm thankful for this church. I'm also thankful that I have the ability to go to my work and have a job and be the light there.
I am thankful for my blessings that God gave me.
I am thankful for my family.
Mm-hmm. I am thankful for a house.
Well, I'm thankful for the church family, for Pastor Jim, for Casey, and for the ministries that go on here, and for the beautiful praise band that administers in music so much. And I wanted to say something about Celebrate Recovery, that it's so good, and that every one of us knows someone who probably doesn't go to church, right? That person is who needs to be in Celebrate Recovery. Mm-hmm. Also, for those who are struggling with a habit or a hang-up or what's the other H?
Hurts,
yes, yeah. So it's a beautiful program based on Scripture, totally Scripture. So if you know of someone who wouldn't mind that surrounding, right? Because it's not in the church as much as it is in the other part of the church, and it's just a welcoming group of people who are willing to serve and be there and have had experience the same hurts and hang-ups and habits that others have had. So if you could reach out to them and let them know that we have this beautiful program to help out, I think that would be awesome.
Amen. Amen. It would be awesome. Thank you.
You might not know me, but I'm thankful for our son that got paralyzed. And we're running short, so you got to come tonight at 6 to hear the rest of the story.
Amen. Amen. Here's what I want to do to close. And I'd love to listen to you, and we'd love to hear each other the rest of the morning. But here's what I want to do. I want to reread Psalm, just a verse from Psalm 13, because I've heard your hearts this morning, and I hear you saying, but I will trust in your unfailing love. You've felt, how long, Lord, will you forget me? You felt that. And yet we've heard your hearts this morning that says, but I trust in your unfailing love. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good. I've heard you this morning. And what I want to do to close, I want to pray, and I'm going to have people around you lay hands on some of you that are going through some circumstances, and I want to pray. So Carla, lay hands on Sherry. Susie, come over and lay hands on Carrie. Mike, go back and sit down between Bob and Iris and lay hands on Iris. Casey, lay hands on Bonnie. We want to lay hands on you. Anybody else want to be prayed over specifically? Barb? We want to just pray for you this morning. Anybody else? I know there's others. Teresa, can we pray for you? Daryl, you slip around back and lay hands on Teresa. Doug, lay hands on Taylor. We want to pray for you. The Lord knows your journey. The Lord knows your circumstances, and we have heard your heart. We want to pray for you. Teresa, right there beside. Thank you for sharing this morning. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for each word of thanks this morning, for each testimony, for every story, for every hurt, for every circumstance. You've heard them this morning. And we, like King David, who wrote in Psalm 13, have felt many times in our life, Lord, how long will you forget me? Will you forget me forever? Many here, we, Lord, have felt that. You know our hearts. And yet, many are also here. I think of all those that have lost loved ones. We've heard testimony this morning from the loss of loved ones or the circumstances of life. And they have arrived at this point that says, as David said, I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. And so, Father, thank you for every testimony, every word of thanks this morning. We just pray this morning for those that are still heavy-hearted, still burdened, still slogging through the difficulties of life. We lay hands on them this morning, Father, and simply say, guide them, strengthen them, encourage them, and bless them, O Lord. Draw them close. Help them feel the transforming power of Jesus as they surrender completely everything to you, as they trust in you. And so if perchance they aren't at the point that David concluded in Psalm 13, they will arrive there too. I will trust you, Lord. I will love you. I will sing your praise, for you have been good to me. Bless them, Lord, and everyone else that we're not laying hands on. There are other stories here that you are keenly aware of. There are other hurts, as Mary has reminded us in Alan of Celebrate Recovery. There are other hang-ups. There are other habits. And so, Father, I pray for everyone that is here this morning and those that are watching on Facebook Live, that you would touch in such a special and profound and transformational way. We can say like David, and we can say like Bonnie and a whole bunch of others, Sherry up here in front, and a whole bunch of others that have said, through difficult circumstances, you have been good to me, O God. So bless and keep and make your face to shine upon, heal, forgive, redirect, and use us for your glory. We love you, Lord. We need you. Bless each one here this morning, this week. And help us, Lord, as we hear testimony tonight and testimony again Wednesday, to give you praise and glory because you have been good. We pray it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.